Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 10, 1966, the Barbados Advocate reported that one of the island's newest hotels, the Barbados Hilton, had revealed plans to employ approximately 200 persons at the soon-to-be-completed hotel at Needham Point. This announcement was made the previous day during a press conference hosted by Canadian-born John Finnemore, the hotel's recently appointed manager. Mr. Finnemore, in providing details on the progress of the hotel's recruitment efforts, informed the press that the soon-to-be-open Barbados location of the renowned international hotel brand had already hired its first employee, Mrs. Sybil Leacock. The newspaper reported that Mrs. Leacock had already commenced her duties as secretary to Mr. Finnemore, who, prior to his move to Barbados, had managed the banquet department of the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal, Canada, before his transfer to the London Hilton, where he organized the food and beverage department until his promotion to executive assistant manager. Mr. Finnemore, during his presentation to the press, stated that of utmost importance at this particular juncture was the formulation of policies and the hiring of senior staff. He also revealed that several persons had already been interviewed for various posts and that more interviews were scheduled to be held. These included those for the vital post of personnel manager, which he hoped to have filled in the coming 2 to 3 weeks to aid in the larger recruitment process. In speaking to the press about the number of employees to be hired, Mr. Finnemore stated, "We plan to employ about 180 to 200 persons, and there will be just a handful of outsiders." An official date for the opening of the hotel was not provided during the press conference. However, Mr. Finnemore used the opportunity to express his pleasure with the work undertaken on the soon-to-be-completed hotel in the presence of the project manager, Mr. Wason. Mr. Wason, in response, informed the gathering that work on the hotel was on schedule for the planned July 31st completion deadline. On this day, May 10th, 1966, the Barbados Advocate informed its readership of a press conference hosted by the Barbados Hilton Hotel the previous day to announce the hotel's plans to hire approximately 200 employees. The hotel officially opened its doors in November 1966.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.